which you're going to hear about right now. So we're going to talk about our health and all policies approach for Monterey County. Enjoy the wonderful slides, you guys. Anybody ever visited Monterey County before? Okay. So you guys get to see these awesome views that we have here in the slideshow, so enjoy it. You'll get a piece of that. So we have no relationships to disclose. So a little bit about Monterey County. Monterey County is located on California's Central Coast. We have about 3,322 square miles. Monterey County's 12 incorporated cities comprise approximately 75% of the population and 15% of the total land area. We have about 500,000 residents. That was in 2003. And Hispanic and Latino residents represent the largest percentage of Monterey County's population at 56%. So in 2011, we began working on our strategic plan. This is a direct quote from one of our South County residents. This particular resident said that she doesn't feel safe in our neighborhood. There's poor lighting. There's no sidewalks. Bushes are overgrown and causing fire hazards. And so we took all of this information. We heard a lot of these sort of comments as we were doing the community engagement piece on our strategic plan. And we took these comments and we went back to the health department and we said, we don't really work in those areas. Like, we don't put up streetlights and we don't really control gang activity in the area. So what exactly can we do to help these people have better health outcomes? And so we started developing our strategic plan for the 2011-2015 year. And our director, this is a direct quote from our strategic plan, he said, recognizing the diversity we have in Monterey County, our plan includes specific strategies to address the current disparities in health status that exist on a regional basis. So our health disparities are very diverse, from Monterey County on the peninsula to what you see down in South County in the southern part of our county. Our strategic plan goes on to say that we propose a novel systems integration for Monterey County with a focus on prevention that advocates health in all policies, which is a whole government approach to health. Health in all policies acknowledges that health and well-being are influenced by government sectors other than the health sector alone. By considering health impacts across all policy domains, such as agriculture, education, environment, fiscal and planning policies, housing and transportation, a community's health can be improved, and the growing economic burden of the healthcare system can actually be reduced. So after our strategic plan was approved in 2011, we went back, and I have to give credit to my supervisor, who couldn't be here today. Her name is Erica Padilla Chavez. She's our health equity and policy manager down in Monterey County. She went back and sat down and created a blueprint for exactly what she wanted our health and all policies work to look like. And we came up with this idea to do an internal and external approach. And so the internal approach gives health department staff an opportunity to learn more about health equity. We've created health and all policies roundtable groups to work on the strategic plan. And also we've created community empowerment courses for our community members to go through, which are health department staff led. And externally, one of the first things we did is we created a regional health and all policies group, and that took place in Salinas. On that council, we have the City of Salinas, United Way, the County CAO's office, YMCA. We actually have a Building Healthy Community site in Salinas as well, so they are involved. First Five Monterey County, CHISPA, AMBAG, which is our regional transportation agency, and Project Sentinel, which works on housing. So some of the successes in Monterey County. We broke it down into external and internal successes. Externally, we have definitely been able to build relationships, which I think is one of the most important aspects of this work, and actually taking the time to intentionally build long-lasting, sustainable relationships. We've also really gone after low-hanging fruit opportunities. So even when we've had a vision and a path and said, okay, this is what we want to achieve by this amount of time, we've realized that other opportunities may just come, and that we need to be ready and equipped to actually work on those opportunities. So some examples of that are CTG funding for the California for Health group that we actually had on the peninsula in Monterey County, and our work in transforming that group into a health and all policies council over on the peninsula, because our first one did start in Salinas. So the importance of utilizing existing collaborations and flexibility and stringent funding streams. We've been very successful in doing that. And the next thing is our economic development element. That's one of our major accomplishments. We worked with the city of Salinas on their economic development element, which is a piece of the general plan, which projects about 20 years into the future of what the economic viability of the city of Salinas is going to look like. And so the city was, going about looking at how to bring outside investment into the city of Salinas. And so because we had already had this existing HEAP group formed, we had our ideas of what we wanted the community to look like. And we knew that we wanted to work on current unemployment rates and having college graduates actually return to the city of Salinas and have jobs that pay them a living wage. And so the city provided focus groups and the health department, as well as building healthy community staff, along with our HEAP Salinas group, actually provided data analysis in regards to health disparities. We provided health indicators, health policy language, and community engagement for our immigrant community members. So that was just the translation of documents. So much so that the economic development element's focus actually shifted from creating the ag tech capital to attract outside investment to a plan that focused on safety, jobs, and health. So our work in that area definitely allowed them to see what our expertise brought to the table and how the health considerations of a population matter significantly in their economic viability. Another example is our Active Transformation Grant, which is fairly new. And that grant is comprised of the four cities down in the Salinas Valley. And it's actually a $4.6 million grant that we just received, and that's all because of the collaborative nature of the work and actually having a proven practice shown in Salinas that we can get government agencies at the table to all work together on one accord. Some of the internal successes, I think we've been an excellent countywide example. We see that in our customer service training for our entire county, they use HEAP as an example, and that's we talk about all the time what we call it. We call it HEAP, and I hear HIAP as well. So our county actually uses that as an example. All of our HEAP work is embedded into our accreditation documents, and we are seeking accreditation. So it's in our CHIP. It's in our community health assessment as well. And we actually use our successes as a tool to track what the Board of Supervisors are actually, what their performance measures are. So those are some of our successes. Our challenges, I'll talk about a little bit more in-depthly in a bit, but of course bureaucracy is a challenge, and that's internally, of course, with the silos of having seven different departments or units, not departments, but units, working on different things and really getting able to streamline those activities so that everyone can see what's in it for them. And then the articulation and understanding of co-benefits has been a little difficult, Julia. When we aren't able to speak the language of city planners or of transportation agencies, we have to, of course, bring in outside help to make that easy for us so that they can see what they can get out of it. And then just record keeping, actually keeping up-to-date minutes and notes about specifics of what our wins look like. And then our sustainability efforts. We have created a formation of our Planning, Evaluation, and Policy Unit, the unit that I'm a part of, and talk a little bit more about that in our next format. Our CA for Health Fluidity example of transforming that group, and funding for staff time and leveraging other funding opportunities, which I'll talk about in a little bit. We also have a health equity dialogue video that we are not able to show today, but it is, if you go to the APH website, it is linked, and you can also find it on YouTube and our mtyhd.org website. And that's a resource that's an excellent tool for showcasing our work. So thank you.
I want to apologize again to Laquana. I did find her bio, and for the record, I just wanted to read it in. So Laquana Williams has over 6 years of educational and work experience as it relates to public health and disadvantaged communities. She is currently a health equity coordinator for the Monterey County Health Department, where she serves as lead staff in the development of the department's health equity programs and partnerships through a health and all policies framework. Thank you. So we started in Tulare, we went to the coast, and now we're coming back to the Central Valley with Merced. And I want to introduce Kathleen Grassi, who is the director of the Merced County Department of Public Health. She has over 25 years of public health experience. Kathleen has developed and administered programs in healthcare delivery, chronic disease prevention, maternal, child, and adolescent health, emergency preparedness, and emergency medical services. She has a Bachelor's of Science degree from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and a Master's of Public Health degree from the University of California, Berkeley.